months ago, I shared my hag-fag crush on Katharine Hepburn and how you can learn much from her flinty screen personae. But every relationship has its rough patches, and mine was guess who's coming to dinner. A high tide mark of worthy to a fault but ever so patronising Hollywood liberalism, this 1967 production starred Hepburn and Spencer Tracy as right-on San Francisco upper-class liberals. Well, at least they're very liberal until their daughter comes home from Hawaii after a whirlwind courtship with a fiancé in tow. John Prentice is a young, idealistic doctor who went to a good Ivy League school, is on his way to fight tropical diseases in Africa for the UN, and is a surreally perfect gentleman. He doesn't believe in premarital sex, but pays for all his long-distance phone calls. But he's also black, and believe me, that's the only possible objection to the match, because Sidney Poitier makes the current president-elect of the United States look like a gang-banging, ho-dissing pimp. Both sets of parents have to work through their racial angst, but there's never any doubt that everyone will do the right thing, in the end. I can only wonder if the engagement between National and the Māori Party will work out as well. On election night, the general consensus was that the Māori Party's failure to sweep the 7 Māori seats would doom them to irrelevance. But nobody was counting on Roger Douglas and Rodney Hyde bluffing on a less than ideal hand, and Key calling them on it. Sunday morning was, perhaps in retrospect, a little early to start dissing John Key as being quote-unquote to the left of Helen Clark. And nobody should have been too surprised when Key saw the blindingly obvious. Other options were needed. Key's instincts are genuinely moderate and pragmatic. Talking to the Māori Party was never mathematically necessary. With ACT and United Future on board, he had the numbers to form a government. And any plausible policy concessions to the right weren't likely to be too onerous or upset the hardcore base. Meanwhile, there are sections of the commentariat which, to be blunt, is still overwhelmingly white, middle-aged, middle-class, and in the main, the closest they ever come to flax-root Māori is the annual schlep to Ratna and Waitangi, who could barely contain their outrage that Tariana Turia and Peter Sharples would deign to even talk to anyone but Labour. Well, tough. The Māori Party can count, and they understand Lyndon Baines Johnson's famous saw about urinating in tents. Perhaps it's time the media followed National and the Māori Party's example, swallowed hard, and decided that it's time to stop letting stereotypes blind you to reality. Because however dated and sometimes cringe-inducing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is, the idea that open minds are worth more than open mouths never goes out of style.